Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're diving into a really fascinating, yet frustrating, corner of the tech world. Vibe coding apps. You know, these are the tools trying to merge raw technology with emotional intelligence to create deeply personalized, emotionally resonant digital experiences. Honestly, the concept is so promising. It's a little heartbreaking to see them struggling to find their footing in the market.
It's definitely a tough spot to be in. The research backs up what you're seeing. While a handful of apps have launched in this niche, user engagement and download numbers just aren't climbing. They're stuck in a bit of a stall, and if we look closely, there are really five core reasons why that's happening.
I'd love to hear them. Where do we start?
Well, first off, there's a massive awareness gap. Most potential users, and even developers, don't really know what vibe coding is or how it could actually benefit them day to day. Without that basic understanding, there's just not enough incentive to switch.
That makes total sense. If people don't know what it is, they can't fall in love with it. But even if they did hear about it, they're probably scrolling through an app store that's absolutely packed.
Exactly. That's our second point. The mobile app market is incredibly saturated. Vibe coding apps are fighting an uphill battle against both established niche competitors and the massive mainstream apps that already command all of our attention and screen time.
And when they finally do manage to get someone to download them, the experience itself often lets them down, right?
Unfortunately, yes. Poor user experience is a major hurdle. A lot of these platforms have overly complex onboarding processes and interfaces that just aren't intuitive. Users quickly get frustrated and bounce back to simpler, more straightforward alternatives.
It's so true. You can have the most beautiful underlying technology, but if it's a puzzle to use, people won't stick around. And I imagine getting the word out about these apps hasn't been easy either.
You hit the nail on the head. Marketing efforts have been consistently underfunded and ineffective. Without robust, strategic campaigns to clearly communicate their unique value, these apps just can't generate the early buzz needed to build a loyal user base.
So we've got awareness, saturation, UX, and marketing. But I feel like there's also a cultural piece to this, especially among the people building the tech.
That's our fifth factor, a deep-seated reluctance to change. Traditional coding practices and established tech workflows are incredibly entrenched. Many developers and end users simply view vibe coding as an unnecessary complication rather than a meaningful upgrade to their process.
It's a lot to unpack, but I really appreciate you breaking it down. At the end of the day, it's clear that vibe coding isn't a bad idea. It genuinely holds promise for making our digital lives more engaging and emotionally intelligent. The issue really comes down to execution and market strategy.
Absolutely. For this space to actually thrive, developers need to pivot. That means prioritizing intuitive design, investing heavily in clear and targeted marketing, actively educating users on the real benefits, and directly addressing the industry's resistance to new workflows.
Beautifully said. If we don't see those strategic shifts happen soon, I'm afraid vibe coding will just remain a fascinating niche curiosity rather than becoming a mainstream development standard. Thanks for walking me through this.
My pleasure. It's a space worth watching, and hopefully, the right adjustments will bring it the success it deserves.